This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today's report comes from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. Several speakers are on the docket for this week's meeting, and one of those I had the pleasure of listening to already was from right at home in Illinois. Howard Buffett is currently serving as the Macon County Sheriff, but he also has a wealth of experience in agriculture and other areas. Howard is a world traveler, an author, and a farmer. He's served on the board of directors for Sloan Implement and ADM, and he also farms in Illinois, Arizona, and Nebraska. Howard covered a lot of topics and answered a lot of questions during his presentation, and one of his main points was that he thinks American farmers aren't competitive enough. And when asked what they can do to be more competitive, this was his response.
Well, I can tell you one way we do it, and I was driving, I'm going to say this before I say anything else. I'm driving home yesterday from Chicago with another law enforcement officer, and he's looking at all the fields around. He's looking at the guys working the fields, and he's been around our foundation long enough. He says, you know, I don't understand anymore why that guy's out there in that bean field discing it up. I said, I don't either, but I'm not sure he does either. I mean, he believes there's a reason to do it. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not putting that down that way. I don't want that to come across wrong. But, you know, if we're going to, as a farmer myself, I can tell you my bottom line is better because I no-till. And I use less fuel. I put less hours on my tractor. I don't have to trade them as often. I mean, I can go down the whole list, okay? Plus, I'm saving soil, and ultimately, if I want somebody in my family, you know, to farm that farm in 50 years, that makes a difference. Okay, that will make a difference in how productive and how good that farm is. So, I think as a farmer, that's one way I can distinguish myself. Now, as my dad used to always joke, and he would say, "Well, you're in the worst business there is." Well, he wasn't joking when he said that. He said, "You're in the worst business there is because it's a commodity," you know. And any business that depends on a commodity, whether it's corn or steel or, you know, something else, rubber, I mean, whatever it is, I mean, those are tough businesses by the nature of how they work. Because as he used to joke, I pull in a semi truck at 8 a.m., you know, and dump my corn. Nobody says, "Is that Howie Buffett's corn?" Because I'll pay more. You know, so nobody cares. It's a commodity. We're in a business that makes it very hard to distinguish ourselves. That is one reason why commodity organizations like, you know, the Corn Growers and the Soybean Association and those groups, I think, have a very important role to play because they put a lot of effort in to trying to make that distinction about how important these different producers are. And I think they add a lot of value to that. And so that also is a very distinctive difference. You're not going to find a Corn Growers Association in Nigeria. You're not going to find them in, you know, you'll find something in South Africa, but it doesn't amount to really anything. I mean, you know, we have so many things in place today in this country that are phenomenal. And we started back in the 1800s down a path that has been unmatched by almost any other country. Brazil rivals it in some ways. Okay, in terms of their research and what they've done in conservation adoption. But they've also surpassed us, I think, in environmental damage. And we have some challenges. I mean, we are fortunate that we're not judged the same way that some other industries are in terms of the impact we've had from nitrates and some other things. I mean, we do not have a great track record in some ways. And we've been able to work through that in ways that some industries wouldn't be able to work through that. It's another reason why I think your congressional representation is critical, and that advocacy is critical. And as we erode that over time by the way we consolidate, I see it as a huge problem for us as farmers as a group.
Another question that was asked of Howard concerned his farming operation, and I think it's a question that every farmer answers differently, and that's, how do you market your grain?
Well, I have a couple of philosophies that mean nothing, okay? I mean, one is, my dad told me, he's pretty smart in business, so I thought I'd listen to him on this one anyway. he would have told me never to farm, but You know, he said, whatever you do, do it the same way year in and year out. So if you're going to decide to sell certain things at certain times in the year and certain amounts at certain times, do that all the way through. And he's right about that, because in my opinion, because if you start to try to guess at certain things and you start to follow a certain pattern, you know, the law of averages usually wins, okay? So I do that. I try to be consistent in that. The other thing is that the only thing that really scares the heck out of me, for the most part, is hail. And I try to be a little more brave in my marketing, although I get hail insurance and all that, but you still got to deliver, right? And I had that experience 1 year. And I had it a different way second year when we had aflatoxin in Illinois. That was a disaster. And you start buying, and when that happens, you're going to pay more for what you buy. So it's a really fast way to lose money. I try to look at a price point and in a certain point during the year, probably about two or three times. And I've not done this in the last year because I've been delinquent in anything I've been doing on my farm. But typically that's what I would do. And I would sell probably 20, 40, 60 under irrigation. I'm a chicken when it comes to dry land, so I probably wouldn't go past about 40 or 50. But I look at that because I think you have to try to take advantage of some movement. So, you know, when something moves, and I don't know that you want to tie yourself particularly to certain times, but I tend to, because I try to follow the rule of trying to be consistent with what I do year in and year out. There's people who would blow the heck out of that theory and have made a lot more money because they haven't done it that way. So, you know, I'm not a great marketer because I don't follow the markets close enough. That's not what I'm good at. I know a guy who farms pretty big in Illinois who has somebody in their family that are just an unbelievable marketer, and they probably make a lot of money because they're good at that, you know. But if you're not good at it, I think you need a system. If you're good at it, go for it. But I'm not a big gambler when it comes to that.
Howard Buffett, farmer, author, and world traveler, who's currently serving as the Macon County Sheriff. From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting in Kansas City, I'm Katie Wilson.